UTSA education professor and the state's 2015 Poet Laureate, Carmen Tafoya, was part of a group of nonprofits, university professors, and civil rights activists who rallied before the state board held its hearing on Tuesday. Tafoya encouraged Mexican-American families to look beyond the textbook depictions of Mexican-Americans and create their own oral history.
Look in the footwells of our steps, the careful fold of the shuck on the tamal. Learn to read the eyes, the hands, the spine. You must be like a detective or a spy, subtle, unnoticed, unrelenting, for they are out there, our stories.
Tafoya says that this textbook by design allows the state to mentally push generations of Mexican-Americans to the bottom of society. One section of Texas's Mexican-American Heritage textbook reads, "Stereotypically, Mexicans were viewed as lazy compared to European or American workers, and that it was traditional to skip work on Mondays and drinking on the job could be a problem." Trinidad Gonzalez is a Mexican-American studies professor at South Texas College in McAllen and was one of four college instructors asked to independently review the book after its submission.
If a student is reading the textbook, then that's going to solidify this idea that Mexicans are lazy. That's both a scholarly issue, but also then it becomes a moral question.
The book, which was the only textbook submitted for the newly designed course, was written and published by Momentum Instruction, an educational publishing company run by former state board member and Republican activist Cynthia Dunbar. She says these sections of the book reflect the hardship and stereotypes that Mexican Americans had to overcome. In October, state board members will announce all the errors that the publisher will need to correct, and then in November, they will vote on whether or not to adopt the textbook. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.